This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Roger Stone, who's been massively politically persecuted and can speak to it, firsthand experience, is our guest. But I'm not going to make this interview the focus of he or I being persecuted. I am going to really try to focus on Trump and how he wins the election and the criminal trial that's starting and just the complete circus and the polls coming out, even in their skewed polls where they sample way more Democrats, Republicans. He's 5-10 points ahead. What is the establishment going to do? Some stations don't carry this short segment, so just give us a prelude, Roger, of what's coming up.
Certainly, Alex. I mean, look, we've never seen anything like this in American politics. The more they persecute Trump, the more he gains. The more their persecution becomes transparent, the deeper he cuts into traditional Democratic voting groups. There's a national revolution going on. There's a major historic shift among the American voters. And now what you've got is hysteria, apoplexy on the cabal media left. They don't have anything to run on. They can't run on Joe's stellar domestic or foreign policy record. So they'd like to run on January 6th, the recycle, and these criminal trials. And of course, their entire narrative of repeatedly, constantly, relentlessly accusing us of doing exactly the things that they themselves are doing.
That's right. They're not paying their taxes. They're doing insider trading. They're getting all these bribes. And then they project onto us that that's what we're doing. And they get more and more frustrated, Roger, as they can never discover that.
Yeah, you had an actual posting on X, which used to be Twitter, from Kamala Harris, the vice president, saying if Donald Trump is elected, he will weaponize the DOJ against his political opponents. Are you kidding me? How could anyone have less self-awareness than that? This is exactly what they are doing. The people trying to censor free speech, to censor us, to cancel us, to shadow ban us, what could be more anti-democratic than that? The people seeking to remove Trump or bar him from the ballot, what could be more anti-democratic than that? Spying on 178,000 Americans without a warrant from a judge, what could be more anti-democratic than that? And of course, these prosecutions, something you would see in Stalin's Russia or Hitler's Germany or Mao's China or Fidel Castro's Cuban gulag. This is unheard of. And you even see, like, Michael Avenatti, the left-wing lawyer, saying the other day on MSNBC, why didn't they bring these charges in D.C. against Trump in 2021? Why are they just bringing them now? They're bringing them now because the election is nigh. The election is on us.
Well, that's right. And there's one country you forgot. Lula and the communists are being advised by the State Department. That's admitted to take not just Bolsonaro off the ballot for 8 years, because he questioned an election, but now all these other leading candidates, and now they're after Elon Musk for not blocking them. Now they're threatening criminal charges against Musk, while the left brags that it is their mission. I have the article here. I'll dig it out for the next segment. Their strategy is to silence their opposition, not just here, but worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had to change the law so that Lula, who had been convicted of egregious corruption, could even run. So it is a very rigged system. If you want to see what's going to happen in America, folks, look at what's happening in Brazil even as we speak. This is authoritarianism. In this country like there, they really fear a free, fair, honest, transparent election based on national policies and what's going on in the country. They're apoplectic on the Brazilian left. They're crazy here on the American left.
They are at war with the populace.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got Newsweek, I've got Time Magazine, I've got the Wall Street Journal, I've got Atlantic Monthly, all saying, yes, our strategy is to take Republicans off the ballot, to take populists off the ballot in Brazil and in Germany and in France and in Italy and the UK, and to censor them and censor their supporters using AI. I have a stack of articles. We'll go through those. So they've gone from denying they're doing all this and trying to put Trump in prison for saying they tried to steal and did steal the 2020 election to trying to take him off the ballot. The Supreme Court said no. More states come and say, no, we're still taking him off. What is the strategy there? Here's one of the headlines. Socialist strategy behind Brazil's President Lula's war on free speech. Trying to take all these members of the Brazilian Congress that are literally surging in the polls off the ballot. Try to have Elon Musk ban them on X, the only place they're allowed to speak, and getting millions in the streets. Canada trying to pass a law, life in prison for your speech. Trudeau calling me out, attacking me. Why are they so scared? Because they know they've got the AI. They know that Elon Musk is wildly popular. They know Roger Stone's wildly popular. They know Tucker Carlson is. They know Joe Rogan sounds like us now because he now sees how evil it is. He's out in the open. Russell Brand, the list goes on and on. Jimmy Dore. I could list for an hour all the former liberals, too, that have now joined us because they see which way the wind blows, but also because they see this is a clear and present tyranny that we're facing. So, Roger, I want to talk about Trump. You're spending a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago with him. I know you don't, you know, give inside baseball, but how Trump's doing, what we can do to ensure he wins, the criminal trial starting, the globalists doubling down, what you predict they'll do next, with only 200 and something days left, the most historic election in world history. And then we'll spend some time on your persecution and mine, not because we're whining, but because it's a window into their strategy and stratagem and calculus against us in this bombshell development, now brought up in FISA hearings. Now they're calling five members of Congress already that I know of calling for hearings on this FBI CIA agent. A bunch of publications said he wasn't real. They had to admit it, retract it. Raw story hasn't. No, the guy's real. It's on record. The CIA admits he works there as a contract manager. I mean, this is really amazing, and I've confirmed major shoes are about to drop, not on Alex Jones, some on me, but on other people, and I'm not at liberty to tell anybody yet, who've had similar operations, but this isn't in a clandestine video being shot of one of these operatives. These are whistleblowers now approaching Congress that have already tried to approach other groups that are about to expose operations run against medical doctors that expose the COVID shots, political patriots, populists, and others. So including targeting members of Congress with the deep state. So this is really already exploded, and it's coming to the surface in a big way. Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, where do we go here?
We're right here, Roger. Did you have a glitch or something?
Oh, sorry. I was confused because we went to the video. Alex, I was up at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach night before last. There was a small reception to celebrate the fact that Truth Social, President's great social media platform, which I truly love, was going public. That was a long haul. A lot of people worked very hard. A lot of brilliant young tech types. It was a great event. I had a nice chat with the actor John Voight. I had a nice chat with former Congressman Devin Nunes, who I think is a dark horse candidate for vice president, honestly. But what amazed me was the president had been in Atlanta that morning. He had been in Orlando that afternoon for a fundraiser. He didn't really arrive back at Mar-a-Lago till around 9:30. And then he spoke without a note for almost an hour. I mean, the man's energy is boundless. His confidence is palpable. He knows that his campaign is on the ascendancy. We're going to go into this trial Monday. It's a flawed indictment. They can't really identify an underlying crime, so they identified four theories of prosecution. The judge, as you know, has got multiple conflicts. First of all, the judge in question gave a campaign contribution to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. He should recuse himself for that violation of the canon of ethics for judges. We also now know that his daughter, who's an adult, is a Democrat political operative, a fundraiser, who's raised $93 million on this case, using this case as the hook for her fundraising for various Democratic candidates. That's an egregious conflict of interest. Also would be grounds for appeal. And we still can't identify an underlying crime. Even if Trump did do the things that he's accused of, and I'm not sure that he did, I don't believe he did. We saw the letter he released from Stormy Daniels in which she flatly denies being paid for her silence because she had an affair with Donald Trump. She says flatly that never happened. So you've got two liars here as the major witnesses for the government. You've got Fat Alvin Bragg. The feds wouldn't bring this case. The career prosecutors in his own office didn't want to bring this case. It's an extraordinarily weak case, but they're so desperate. They don't care if they get reversed, you see, because the appeals process takes months, maybe a year. They're desperate to have some conviction, any conviction in any court, Alex, because then, you see, if there are election irregularities, if there's election fraud, they can then justify their win by saying, oh, well, it was the trials. It was these convictions that dragged Trump down. That is very much the strategy.
I predict, even if they get kangaroo convictions, it's only going to backfire further. No one is buying this, Roger. The sleeping giant is now awake.
I agree with that. And look, Alex, I have a history, as you know. I'm a veteran of 13 national presidential campaigns. I've been around. I've known Donald Trump 45 years, but I've worked for many presidents. I've been involved in over 700 political campaigns. I've looked at a huge amount of polling data. Trump's inroads among younger voters, among Hispanic voters, among African-American voters, these are major seismic shifts in the American electorate. You saw it displayed, anecdotally in Atlanta when he visited the Chick-fil-A. You saw how black citizens reacted to him. So there's a realignment going along, and the Democrats, therefore, they're desperate now to weaponize the criminal justice system, to silence people, as they did before the last election. There's documentation of the Department of Homeland Security moving yet again to silence voices on social media and in the media, the net-based media, prior to this election. They're going to use the same exact playbook that they did 4 years ago. The question is, will it work? I think it will not work. But there's a bunch of things that we need to do that we're not doing yet. And I think that is our greatest challenge.
And let's go there now. What do we do to back Trump? What do we do to ensure this victory?
One, we block illegals and the dead and those who have moved from out of state from voting. We do that by cleaning bad addresses off the voter lists. We observe and we immediately challenge chain of custody violations in signature verification, in early voting, in drop boxes, in ballot and memory card security. We need to have 24/7 eyes on these tabulators so they're not tested on the night with the right size ballot, but then as they did to Kerry Lake the following morning, they're supplied with actual ballots that they know will not fit in the machine because they're the wrong side. We need to file injunctions for remedies of improper use of voter machines. We need to require hand counts of ballots at the precinct level to verify and to reconcile them against the machines. We need to intervene in order to indemnify President Trump's supporters, his staffers, his electors. We need a full Freedom of Information Act operation to look and examine very closely what happened in the last election. We need to do all of those things, and we need to do them soon. Look, the idea that we're going to win so big that they're not going to cheat, I do think we can win big, but it doesn't matter how.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link. that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Raqqa in Kuwait. Is she a convert to what we think? Yes, she is. People evolve. People evolve.
I was about to say, if we want to take over America through freedom and promote freedom worldwide intellectually, we have to be ready to win. And we are winning, Roger. Populism and freedom is popular. And we can't sit there and say, well, Elon Musk wasn't perfect before, and now he's devastating the globalists, but we don't like him. You got to judge a tree by its fruits. We've got to be ready to win.
Well, and politics is about addition. It's not about subtraction. If you look at the polls, Trump's doing extraordinarily well, but there's very few places that he's over 50. The undecided is very small. It has a negative view of Joe Biden, as well as, generally speaking, a negative view of Donald Trump. That's why they're undecided. That's why I think you need to do something to shake the system up.
So has Trump met with Tulsi recently, or...
The other thing I would say is go back and look at the debate in which Tulsi Gabbard took Kamala Harris to the cleaners. I mean, she took her to the cleaners, calling her out on her lies about her criminal justice record. That is that's a thoroughbred there. Now, is she perfect? No, there is no perfect candidate. And I'm not endorsing anybody, by the way. There are several candidates I like. I like her. I like Devin Nunes. I think he would be great. I like Dr. Ben Carson. He's run for president. He's sure-footed. He's a great Christian. He's a great, solid guy. I wonder whether he helps us reach beyond our base. I think the president has many, many good choices. The key thing, and this, I'm not too worried about this, he's not looking for ticket balance. He's not going to go high. He's not going to go select some neocon like Nikki Haley. If he did, he would need a food taster.
Well, I love the lie for all those months that secretly Trump was for Nikki Haley. Now you can tell the whole story, but total crap, the whole thing a joke. And boy, didn't she destroy herself just like Liz Cheney and the rest of them.
Yeah, I think that stuff was being put out by Ron DeSantis. DeSantis had a donor retreat this past weekend in Miami, which makes no sense to me because he can't run for re-election in 2026. We don't have another presidential election until 2028. I've seen stories that he says he's going to raise money for Donald Trump. I hope that that's right. But I'd like him to start by endorsing Trump. He's still nowhere, as he said, I am voting for, and I urge you to vote for, Donald Trump. It's not what he said in his withdrawal. In his withdrawal, he said, well, most Republicans have decided they want Trump again. That was kind of a grudging admission, but that's not exactly a full-throated endorsement.
Well, yeah, that's like The Rock or Dwayne Johnson saying, I'm not voting for Biden this time.
Look, The Rock, I got a quick Rock story. Many years ago, I worked out in a gym and I met a guy who worked out there regularly. And he was a stunt double for The Rock. He was a really nice guy, was a conservative. We got to be a little friendly. And he told me that The Rock had aspirations to run for political office. He knew my background. I said, oh, that's very interesting. He said, would you like to talk to him? I said, sure, I'd be loved to talk to him. I'd like to meet the guy. So this guy went to The Rock and he said, you know, Roger Stone works out at my gym. We become friendly. He's got a lot of political experience. I know you've got some political aspirations. Do you want to meet him? The Rock fired this guy on the spot, fired him like that. So The Rock is not a conservative. He may be reading the polls. He may be reading the tea leaves and trying now to act like one of us, but he's not one of us.
Well, he tried to raise money for his charity for what happened in Maui and then run the money through his operation. I think that destroyed him. But that's a very interesting story. I think you've told me that in private before. What a disgusting person. You have your stunt double for many years. Supposedly your friend, and oh my God, Roger Stone's so bad that you would even mention that to me, you're fired.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Well, notice what he said about Biden. He said, I voted for Biden because it was the best thing for me to do. and now it's not the best thing. He means everybody's turned against him, so he gives this weird narcissistic statement about, well, I'm not for Biden now, but I'm not for Trump, as if we care. We're done with you. You're a joke. Go back to Hollywood.
You know, I also have to say, with the passing of O.J. Simpson, you know, when I was under trial, O.J. talked a lot of crap about me. Now that he has gone on to his maker, I pray for him and pray for the people that I believe he killed.
Well, you know, old O.J., I've got the articles right here, headline overshot, please. I got mine. O.J. Simpson boasts about getting COVID-19 vaccines, and he got three boosters. We know it triggers turbo cancer. We don't know for sure that this is what killed him, but, he's gone now. So there you go. So the law never got O.J., but his subservience to the system sure as hell did.
There it is.
Roger, in closing, what's going to happen with Biden? You've been saying for 2+ years they'll remove him on or before the inauguration or on or before the Democrat convention. They're now openly, as you know, saying that all over corporate news, all over dinosaur media. What do you expect to happen? He's deteriorating even faster than he was previously.
Well, let's be very clear. I never believed that he would resign as president. I did believe that they would pull him from the election, that he would announce after accumulating enough delegates to be nominated, he will ultimately, I think, be pressured into announcing that he's not running again. That would allow him to remain as president so that after the election, he can pardon himself and his brother and his son and other members of the Biden crime family. I was glad to see Joe Rogan is finally come around to my point of view on this. I've been saying it for about 2 years. So what would happen technically is I never said that Michelle Obama would run. That's not what I've said. What I've said is she will be the candidate, meaning I believe that if he releases these delegates and the convention is allowed to work its will and draft the candidate that is most popular, that I think she would ultimately be imposed upon to run.
You've always said it'll be a draft. They'll make her do it.
Yes, exactly. And I stand by that prediction even today.
So where is American Psycho 2.0 Gavin Newsom in this?
Well, ideally, of course, they have to figure out how to solve their Kamala Harris problem, because it would normally be her turn. If Joe Biden decided for reasons of health that he wasn't running again, normally the sitting vice president would move in to be the nominee. But they know that's a disaster as well. So I figure they promise her a Supreme Court justice to see if she sits down. If they were successful and they held control of the Senate, they could certainly get her confirmed. She's a former U.S. senator as well. That would allow them to take a ticket of Michelle Obama for president and then give sell Gavin Newsom the vice presidential nomination. He would have to go out, of course, and raise hundreds of millions of dollars from special interests. But as the governor of California, as also one of the wealthiest men in the country, he's perfectly capable of that. So don't be shocked if there's a last minute reshuffle of the Democratic ticket just before their convention.
Well, you heard it here first. Roger, how do people find your show and find your work?
They can go to StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com. They can also go to the show by going to Rumble.com/Roger Stone. And now, Alex, this is new. I'm podcast. We are at StoneZone.com/podcast. Check it out.
And you're also on X.
Absolutely. We show the show every day live on X at 8 p.m. I'm learning a few things from you, Alex. It's been really great.
Roger, we'll talk soon. God bless and good luck.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you and have a great weekend.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I got behind earlier in the first hour. I want to hit this huge poison vaccine news. It's really big, but also origin of the virus news is huge. And Rand Paul's really pushing to get Fauci elected. That can bring down their entire system. That is coming up. And then a bunch of other big guests today. We got three more guests coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, Pierre Poilievre, I got that right. Gotta have a rocket science degree to pronounce it. Is the Conservative Party leader. They got double-digit leads over Trudeau. He's got like 21%. And they're in total panic mode. Justin Trudeau, who wants a basic dictatorship and who wants to put people for their speech in prison for life, he is uber unpopular. And so desperately, like they did in 2016, they go, we'll just connect Alex Jones, the Conservative Party. Let's find where he said, looks like Pierre Poilievre is better than Justin Trudeau. People, fries love him, my mispronunciation of this. And they have made it a huge national issue. It's been like the top story for 5-6 days. I mean, literally in Canada. It has trended 4 or 5 times that I saw on X. that, oh my God, Alex Jones is the Conservative Party Canada's brain, which is not true. But I've already been through this with Trump before, so it's quite the roller coaster. So I want to get into all the big news happening and the weaponization and the CIA, FBI coming after me, because I know Viva Fry's been talking about that. He's a great lawyer, great talk show host. But he wanted to hit this first. I think it's a good place to go because he's Canadian. He can give us the inside baseball. And again, the globalists, Canada has as much resources as we have. It's a tiny population compared to us, but it's important. So if we can take Canada back, it's a big victory against the globalists. And I'm not saying that Paul Poilievre is a perfect guy. I'm not saying that, you know, he doesn't have his issues or didn't get mad at Trudeau for not having the poison shots ready quick enough or whatever, or that he doesn't have globalist connections. I'm just simply saying that getting rid of Trudeau will be a big victory. He is the protege of Klaus Schwab, and Klaus Schwab's own words. But here they are a few days ago calling me out in Parliament. Then we'll play the clip of them giving the real SS officer a standing ovation. Here it is.
The Parliamentary Budget Officer's report, which confirms 60% of Canadians pay more than they get back. The Prime Minister said, and I quote, in 2015, Canadians need a PM who will meet with the premiers. What happened?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
While the Conservative leader continues with his misinformation and disinformation, the reality is the Parliamentary Budget Officer said that 8 out of 10 Canadians do better with our price on pollution and the Canada carbon rebate. But speaking of misinformation and disinformation, any responsible leader that receives an endorsement and support from proven conspiracy theorist and liar Alex Jones would have immediately denounced that. But that's not what the leader of the opposition did. He did absolutely nothing because those kinds of endorsements fit within his political strategy.
And here's the salute. Here's the standing ovation to the Nazi. We'll go ahead and play that. So you got Trudeau endorsing an actual SS war criminal from World War II, a true fossil. Meanwhile, I'm bad because the leader of the opposition has not repudiated me. Here it is.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at his age of 98.
Goes on and on. Now, does anyone believe they didn't check who this guy was, or does anyone not know that the people that fought the Russians in World War II were the who? The Nazis. I mean, that's like saying Lex Luthor, you know, fought for Superman or the Dallas Cowboys or the Washington Redskins. I mean, that's a scandal that seems ancient, but it was just in recent past. This is pure desperation. The best they've got, constitutional lawyer, Canadian lawyer, popular talk show host, great pundit, Viva Fry. This smacks of desperation that they've now made me, I'm not exaggerating, folks, one of the main campaign issues, if not the main one right now. Translate this over for us. What does this mean?
Well, two things. I should go. I'm a former litigator now because I'm not practicing anymore if I can avoid it. But, Alex, it's so outrageously preposterous. You have Chrystia Freeland, who posed for a photograph with a banner that contained some Nazi imagery as relates to Ukraine. Justin Trudeau, to say they didn't know who this guy was, and by the way, Trudeau never apologized. He just threw the speaker under the bus and said, this is a learning moment for us all, as do all psychopathic narcissists when they get, you know, caught doing something outrageously stupid. He didn't apologize. They invite this guy into the House of Parliament. And it's not just that they invited him and they knew damn well who he was before or had to have known. It's that as they're speaking, nobody had the light bulb go off like, oh, who fought the Russians during the war? Oh, the Russians were our allies. And nobody had this light bulb moment. And they all, like a bunch of barking seals, smooth brained seals, give this guy a standing ovation. Now, in fairness, the Conservatives also stood up and gave this guy a standing ovation. But everybody's just being polite, following orders, you know, doing what the other does. The fact that Trudeau is so obsessed with American stuff, Trump, Tucker Carlson, and now you, that he thinks anybody has to repudiate an endorsement in quotes. I'm not even sure that it's an endorsement. It's just a mere observation that Pierre Poilievre, imperfect as he is, and he may or may not get my vote, is objectively less evil than Justin Trudeau. I mean, nobody has to repudiate endorsements, period. But they are intent on bringing in Trumpian politics, American sort of political divisiveness into Canadian politics via Trump, via Tucker Carlson, and now via you. But it's a joke for the last 4 days, talking about you as though anybody in Canada, no offense, as though anybody in Canada cares about this as a political issue. It's a distraction, it's pathetic, it's desperate, but it is morbidly hypocritical given what Justin Trudeau has done in recent memory.
And again, doesn't it smack of desperation?
Well, everybody knows they're desperate. They're desperate, but that being said, you know, desperate cornered animals are the most dangerous. I don't know what, you know, Trudeau has in his arsenal at this point in time, but I'm actually in Canada right now. I'm hoping to, you know, get back over the border this afternoon. I was at in Ottawa. And man, Alex, you go to Ottawa. I talked about it in my locals community. That city is worse than L.A. in terms of homelessness, despair. I left the hotel to think I was going to go for a walk around and went right back to the hotel, got in my car and came back to Montreal. The city is in shambles, and it's the direct result of poor policy, neglecting existing citizens and importing more people than you can possibly take care of. But I was there for the Canada Strong and Free Network. I was on a panel talking about the legislation that they're using in Canada. To silence, suppress independent voices, to prop up and subsidize legacy media so that it can continue to survive where it's incapable of surviving on its own. Did an interesting panel, but we see the problems in real time. I know you put a lot of stock into Pierre Poilievre and the Conservative Party. They are definitively the lesser of the evils, but they need a good kick in the butt in order to revert to, I'll call it, conservative principles, or at the very least, constitutional principles, because as much better than they might be than the Liberal Party, they still voted unanimously for that conversion ban therapy, which basically criminalizes psychiatry, psychology, criminalizes what Jordan Peterson does. They voted for that. So some people, I think Michael Malice says, you know, conservatives are liberals driving the speed limit. The conservatives and Pierre Poilievre need a kick in the butt to be a little bit more protective of our fundamental Canadian rights.
Well, I want to be clear. I try to follow every major nation, and Canada is a major nation because the resources and its proximity to the United States and the fact that the globalists have targeted it to be taken over. But I got massive backlash. And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm trying to book some guests that are, you know, experts on Pierre to have them come on and talk about him. I just see the speeches he's giving now and what he's doing and him way ahead and saying no carbon taxes, no internet censor bills, no lockdown, speaking out against the trucker attacks by Trudeau. And I understand he's got some WEF connections. Basically, they all do, folks. That's the WEF has been in control. So I kind of see him coming over to our side, but I'm being told, no, don't trust him. So give me your scoop on him.
I wouldn't consider myself an expert. I ran for the People's Party of Canada. That's the Maxime Bernier party. So I trust Maxime Bernier. He might be the only politician I trust. So I'm not going to endorse the Conservatives. I'm not going to give them a hard time just for the sake of giving them a hard time. I'm going to give them a hard time when they deserve it. But I'll give them.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I also loathe, not quite as much as Justin Trudeau. You know, they formed a de facto coalition government, but even that is starting to dwindle. So, you know, the Conservative Party is the only alternative in terms of a party that can beat Justin Trudeau at the next election. Pierre Poilievre is definitely someone who could be used politically or a useful politician.
Well, that's right. And look, again, the globalists are attacking worldwide. People think, why does Australia matter? Or why does Germany matter? Folks, it's a globalist attack on all these countries. Look at Brazil, the more or El Salvador or Argentina or wherever, the more countries where we can get populists or conservatives or nationalists in are less countries the globalists control. This is a worldwide war. So this is like a risk game. Every country that we can intellectually awaken that can take their nation back is a major victory. Shifting gears, the time we have left, I know that you've really been talking about the weaponization. It's the same thing in Canada, same thing in Europe, same thing here, same thing in Australia, the same tactics, spying on opposition, censoring opposition, trying to jail opposition, lawfare. We've been patient zero. Now the CIA, current CIA, former FBI, it's all confirmed that he is who he says he is. It ties in now to information we're getting from Congress that it's not just been the CIA and FBI spying on people, but actually persecuting them and then rigging trials. What is your view on the story that broke 4 days ago? Seems like 100 years ago. It's one of the top stories in the country of this Gavin Oblivis coming out and singing like a canary.
It's first of all, it's wild and amazing that there's other entities out there that are starting to act like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, go undercover, get undercover cameras. Look, Everybody's seen the video. It's wild, but everybody already knew it. Now, I do believe that the individual in there was making bona fide admissions, that is to say, statements of fact that he had knowledge of. I will still be reasonably skeptical and say maybe the guy's just on a, you know, desperate on a date to try to impress his date and will take credit for things that he has no business taking credit for or that he actually has no knowledge of. Everybody knew what happened to you, Alex, back in the day was not organic. It was not. It was inorganic lawfare in the same way that what's happening to Trump now is inorganic lawfare. Someone who's been in the industry for decades and decades with, you know, you had a nasty divorce. That was about it. But no litigation. And then within a period of, what, 12, 18 months, up the wazoo. Trump has been in business in New York for 40 plus years. Never any run-ins with the law until 2023, whatever. This year they decided lawfare was going to be the tactic. Everybody knows the FBI. At the time I thought it was more the Hillary Clinton machine, but it's all the same machine. Deep state, administrative state, whatever you want to call it, the politicized apparatus. It wasn't organic what happened to you. And now we just seem to be getting some of the confirmation that the FBI, we knew that they were in there with Twitter, not coercing them, nudging them, to use the word of the guy in that video, just nudging people to sue, encouraging people to sue, bringing in plaintiffs. One of the guys that you got ordered to pay $90 million to, the FBI agent, didn't have any family members killed in Sandy Hook, didn't get shot himself, didn't get injured, but he got made fun of. An FBI plaintiff as spearheading this litigation. I mean, what he says is perfectly plausible. It's what everybody already believed in the first place. The only question is he a liar who happens to be telling the truth, or does he actually have information that he's spilling the beans on? What I just can't understand, this is like, you've got this undercover video, the Pfizer undercover video. Like these guys, all you have to do is take them on a date and they'll spill the most secret of inner workings of these apparatuses. It's wild.
And by the way, when the Pfizer video came out and then they took Project Veritas away from O'Keefe, they were so desperate. People said, that's not really the global head of mRNA for Pfizer. And he was. Just like Raw Story says, that guy's not really in the CIA, even though they admit he is. He's on their website. That's all they've got is just to deny and say it's not true. This is insane. And the reason I know it's real is I would take an hour to go through it. I shot a special report this morning. We're going to air the last 30 minutes of the show today at 2:30 Central. It's going to be very powerful where I connect all the dots. But the FBI agent never said his name. My crew didn't. Never on the website. Didn't know who he was. So he sued me. He's the head lawyer of the FBI in Connecticut. He says on the stand, I went over and talked to Koskoff when my lawyer asked him, and we decided to do this. So the guy that went and initiated it is what the other former FBI agent, CIA, currently is saying. We went and told them. We went and did this. And so here's the FBI head lawyer in the state. I never said his name. He said on stand, I got one phone call asking if I worked with the FBI. Had nothing to do with me. He gets $94 million that doesn't exist. He'll never get it. And then he admits he went over to this big Democrat Party law firm with a former federal prosecutor that put the governor, Republican governor, in jail, who specializes in targeting Republicans. They gin all this up. They have a PR firm, make up all this stuff I never said. They bragged about it. They run 2 years of news stories, sue me, have me defaulted, claim we didn't turn over evidence, which we totally did. Then the FBI agent brags we used the evidence to try to put him in jail, but couldn't find anything wrong. Everything that guy said matched up with what I already witnessed. And then the judge in the Texas case 3 weeks ago goes to the movie premiere of the HBO show and is there on the red carpet. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Alex, I mean, I put together a montage of the Trump persecution the other day. Like, here are the characters in this play. A porn star, a convicted perjurer, a convicted extortionist, a corrupt judge with family ties to the case, another corrupt perverted judge who posts semi-nudes on a website, a corrupt attorney general who campaigns off prosecuting, an adulterer in Georgia, another adulterer and perjurer and, you know, divorce fraudster. These are the characters in this play. It's too unbelievable to be true. You go back to your case where people think you had a trial defaulted in Connecticut, defaulted in Texas, and then you have a show trial on the damages where people watching that are saying, how is he even guilty in the first place? Guilt is not a question anymore. That's already been defaulted into guilt.
And then YouTube banned comments when 98% were against him.
Alex, I mean, everybody looks at this, and anybody with half a brain understands what's going on. The problem is people have been brainwashed into thinking they like it. You look at one of the Trump prosecutions, the persecutions, the E. Jean Carroll. You get these useful idiots, these mentally ill people who can be weaponized and exploited. And then they go in there and they take their lawyers. They go change the laws. They literally changed the law to enable E. Jean Carroll to file a claim against Donald Trump within the new extension of the statute of limitations so that you can get a corrupt New York jury to just, you know, issue willy-nilly $85 million. I mean, everybody understands what's going on. I just don't know how bad it has to get. It's like it has to be someone's father before they start saying enough is enough. But right now, we know what the FBI is doing. We know what the CIA is doing. We know what the lawfare system is doing. We know what the judges are doing. The only question is, when the hell are the highest courts going to get involved and smack all this stuff down, especially in your case?
Well, that's right. What about the U.S. Supreme Court? You know, they came out and said you can't take Trump off the ballot when he hasn't been indicted or convicted of anything of what you're claiming you're taking him off the ballot for, insurrection. But the Supreme Court has still been timid on so many other fronts. They need to take action now.
On the immunity front, on the excessive fines front, on the violations of due process front, and that includes you and Donald Trump. And then the Supreme Court comes down, smacks down that idiotic legal theory 9-0. And then you still have the Lawrence tribes of the world and the Judge Luttig, I forget how to pronounce his last name, who put forward this legal theory, still out there touting it. You still have the Jenna Griswolds of Colorado referring to Trump as an oath-breaking insurrectionist on tweets this morning. I mean, they have to come in, but there have to be some political sanctions, some political repercussions. Republicans might want to get off their butts and start making motions to impeach judges, the federal ones. At the state level, I don't know what you do about the Judge Engerons and the Judge Juan Merchants. These are actual, you know, arguably, in my humble opinion, judicially corrupt to the point of election interference judges on the bench actively interfering with an election. When it came to you also, it was a lesson to the world. If you're going to be seen as an ally to the powers that we deem evil, we will destroy everything that we can of your life. But it's, I mean, look, to hear them say it so openly, it's almost like, you know, they're so comfortable. It's almost as though, like, they're comfortable enough to be having a gay anal sex in the halls of the Senate. This is how comfortable they've gotten with their brazen corruption. There needs to be some checks and some balances and some judicial political consequences.
Well, they're having gay anal sex on the dais, on the bench. I mean, up on the desk, and then nobody gets in trouble. You're absolutely right, and it just shows how crazed they are. Again, when I was there with the judges, HBO cameras, they're putting on makeup, like Engeron looking at the camera and smiling to MSNBC. And then the judge was there waddling around in front of news cameras with flashbulbs going off at a movie about her. Like, it's all, I mean, since when does a judge go to a movie premiere about her rigging a case against somebody? It was beyond disgusting.
But when you know, bring it full circle back to why people should care about what's going on in Canada, what's going on in Brazil. Look, first of all, you should care about what's going on in Canada, first and foremost, because once upon a time we were training Chinese soldiers on our soil for wintertime combat. People might not be so happy about that in America. But policy, ideology, and the Overton window will shift down from Canada into the States, and it'll shift up from Brazil into the States. And, you know, we've had our fair share of, you know, weaponization of the judicial system, nowhere near what we have in the States. But I like the analogy of the game of risk, the game of war, like getting surrounded, it trickles in slowly and then it trickles in all at once. But what happened with the judicial system in the States, it is enough to make Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin say, my goodness, even we're not that brazen over here.
All right, Viva Fry, I want to talk. I want to do 5 more minutes with you before our next guest comes on. Viva, BarnesLaw.locals.com, and Viva Fry on X. I want to do 5 more minutes on you. Big picture, your predictions of the 2024 election. We're only 200 days out right now. And then we have our next guest coming on, who's part of Sound Investigations that just blew this whole government operation wide open. Stay with us. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try Turbo Force, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and Turbo Force, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.